All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard the Local Hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM KBFI in rainy Bonner's Ferry, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat soggy Sandpoint, as well as North Idaho Radio .com. It's Thursday. We're here in North Idaho, so we cleverly call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll welcome back Sherry Coldwell from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Believe it or not, a whole month has gone by since she's been on the show. Soon it'll be November. Next week is November. So we'll see what's up at the Senior Center in the coming month. Then we'll welcome Ann Darcy Smith, of course, from the Bonner County Fairgrounds. They're putting on their annual Halloween party tomorrow evening, and she'll give us the details on all of that. Also, exciting news at the fairgrounds about the ice rink, and we'll touch base on that today, but that'll be our main subject for next Thursday's show. Talk about the hopefully it'll be happening, be real, bring an ice rink to the Sandpoint area located out at the fairgrounds. Very, very exciting. And in our final segment today, we'll meet Veronica Knowlton. She is the new executive director of the Historic Panada Theater. So looking forward to that. That should be interesting. Also looking forward to a very busy weekend. Lots going on this Halloween weekend. Big news for folks who travel between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry, or if you live in the in-between, you're very familiar with the old Elmira store, which has been there for as long as I can remember. But it's been unoccupied in recent times, and that is no more. As of last weekend, there is a new store at the old Elmira store. It's called Mountain Traders. It is a buy, sell, consign store. The grand opening celebration is this weekend, Saturday, from 8 until 8. 12 hours of fun going on Saturday, and again on Sunday from noon until 5. Rumor has it at about noon on Saturday, they're going to unveil their new Mountain Traders mascot. So I'm really curious what that is going to be, but they say it's just somewhat kind of represents the people of the Elmira area. So we'll find out what that's all about. There will also be raffles, drawings, hot smokies, coffee, hot chocolate, popcorn, and fun surprises. It's all happening at Mountain Traders, located in the old Elmira store. If you're new around here, it's about halfway between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. It's one of the only things around on the highway there, 490-870 Highway 95. You can go to Mountain Traders at mountaintraders.net for more information. Again, that's this Saturday and Sunday. So sounds like a lot of fun. Also, for those of you really into Halloween, there is a lot going on, parties and gatherings for ghouls and goblins, all the usual watering holes will be having their things. Also, for more of the kids, the Bonner County Historical Society and the Sandpoint Lions Club, they're having the biggest Halloween celebration in town on actual Halloween Sunday, October 31st at Lakeview Park. And you enter the parking lot on Ella, right by there with the Lions Club there. There's trick-or-treating at the museum starting at 4 o'clock. Then you can enjoy Lighthouse Apple Cider and a popcorn and a spooky photo booth where you can show off your costumes. If you're looking for a fright, then head around the corner and brave your way through the Lions Club Haunted Woods. Yes. The event is free for ghouls and goblins of all ages. Plus, there's more festive fun for adults with parties downtown, like I mentioned, and all kinds of stuff going on this weekend. Winery music, Pondere Winery Friday night. Let's see, they have Bright Moments Jazz. I think Arthur and the guys, they play every weekend. They are busy. 5 till 8 at the Pondere Winery. The Pondere Arts Council has a concert going on at the Panada Theater. We'll learn more about that when we have Veronica on a little later on in the show. Let's see, Hickey Farms, their last weekend for Halloween is happening this weekend, of course. Come out to Hickey Farms just east of Sandpoint, just off of Hickey Road, off of Highway 200. just a few miles east of Ponder Point and Kootenai and all of that. So there's fun out in the country. Families enjoy You Pick Pumpkin Patch, plus local crafts, activities, and lots of vendors. Even if you already have your jack-o'-lanterns and pumpkins and stuff, there would be lots to do out at Hickey Farms this weekend. Barbecued chicken and rib by Bruno, available for purchase from noon to 4 or until they're gone. Hickey Farms is open this weekend from 10 until 5:30, and it's the last weekend for their Harvest Festival. So get on out there. Also happening is the Crosstoberfest bike race with the Pondere Peddlers. So go to Hickey Farms Facebook page to learn more about all of that stuff. Winery music on Saturday night, Mike Wagoner from 5 until 8. Also, there's a Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church is having a Halloween warming station. If you're looking for somewhere to park on Halloween, they'll have their parking lot open and a great warming station to fend off the cold. There will be macaroni and cheese, warm drinks, fire pits, and covered seating area located on Pine Street on the corner of Pine and Lincoln, you know, like across from the Y. Makes it the perfect place for those planning on trick-or-treating in the Mountain Meadows area, which, gosh, for at least 30 years has been the most popular trick-or-treat spot for kids neighborhood. That there is. So park at the Lutheran Church there on Pine and then cruise the neighborhood. This weekend weather, actually, you know, it's really soggy today and continued through tomorrow, but it will be chilly Saturday and Sunday. It'll be perfect fall weather Saturday and Sunday, dry and chilly. It's also perfect time of year still for Pondere cruises. You know, if you pick a weekend like this weekend where it's not wet, you can get out on the lake and just see the sights and all the great colors of fall here in North Idaho. And for more information on Pondere Cruises, go to lakepondorecruises.com, lakepondorecruises.com for their schedule. All right, that's going to be it for our announcements. When we come back, it's our monthly visit with Sherry from the Senior Center. Find out what's going on there for the month of November, so stick around.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Hi, Jim Pierce here with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. What's happening in Sagal? Been looking for that new vehicle? We have a great opportunity. That's right. Order your new vehicle right around invoice. Let's talk Jeep. Look at this one. A four-door, 4x4 Wrangler Sport V6, $33,866. That's where we start. You build it from there. It's all happening right now at Pierce Auto Center. Remember, your trade is at an all-time high. Give us a call at 263-4212 or log on to pierceautocenter.com.
Do you have slow, unreliable internet? Intermax brings wireless internet and fiber to families throughout all of North Idaho. But our specialty is bringing a mountain of internet to homes that have challenges finding high-speed internet. Intermax offers internet packages starting at $65 a month. And right now, there are emergency grants available for those who qualify. You only pay $25 a month. Call and ask for Jamie, and your installation will be free.
Call Intermax Networks today for a mountain of high-speed internet, locally owned and operated. Intermaxnetworks.com.
Need a great big win to shake up your fall? Better head to the Kootenai Casino in Bonners Ferry, where people like you can win big. Midweek rooms in the Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $79 a night. Or you can book a Riverview room for just $99 a night. Both include breakfast vouchers for our amazing Springs restaurant. And when all that winning becomes too much, chill in our spa with the Express Spa Package. Offered Monday through Friday in October, it features an express pedicure, anti-stress facial, scalp ritual, and a 30-minute massage. It's regularly $144, now just $99. We have the fun, we have the food, we have the spa, and we have the winning. It's going to be an epic October. Book your October winner's getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Jordan Sales and Service, home of the I Love My Tractor customer, has you covered this winter with a TYM enclosed cab tractor. Include your choice of TYM attachments. From snow blowers to snow blades, Jordan Sales has the right TYM tractor set up waiting for you. Take a look at their TYM inventory at jordansales.com. Then stop by and see them for yourself in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way. And get one before you're snowed in. You can always check them out on Facebook, too. Jordan Sales and Service, your rural lifestyle dealer.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, and our first guest here today is Sherry Coldwell from the Executive Director of the Sandpoint Senior Center. How's it going?
It's going wonderfully. We just had our Oktoberfest lunch today that was pretty fun. Sauerbraten and braised red cabbage and all the yummy goodness.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So you're still having the in-person meals, which is so important to so many seniors.
Yes. At the moment, we're still offering in-person dining. We are limiting it to 40 people just to make sure that we have a little bit of, you know, safe distancing at the tables. We've lost a couple of staff members this week, so we're hoping that, you know, we can continue to do in-person dining. But if there's any changes, we'll let you guys know. But for now, we're still chugging along.
Yeah. And grab-and-go meals are still available.
They are.
In case you're wondering about that, if you're just not comfortable being around a bunch of people, which is totally understandable right now here in North Idaho, but you can do the grab-and-go meal. Do you need to let them know ahead of time?
Yes. We need to know by 9:30 if you're calling the day of. But like if you want to pick up a meal tomorrow, you can just call the day before and we'll add you to the list. So long as we hear from you by 9:30, that's usually plenty of time to get it all packaged and ready for you.
So is that pretty popular?
We do have a handful of people that are still doing grab and goes, but the majority are choosing to come in and have an in-person meal.
Are you hearing any scuttlebutt about the booster shot? Are the seniors tending to, ones who've been 6 months since they've had the first two, are they tending to go get the booster?
Well, because it's such a touchy subject, I haven't been asking. Okay. We do have signs posted that say if you've not been vaccinated, we request that you wear a mask. And I do know that a lot of them got the first and second. Mm-hmm. But I really haven't talked to them yet about whether or not they're going to be doing their boosters. My hope is that they will. But I do know a lot of them are coming up to the point where they're going to be due for them soon. I know for myself, I wasn't able to get my second shot until May. So I'm not due until January for my booster.
Gotcha.
So hopefully they will be. I would like to ask, but like I said, it's such a hot button issue. I don't want to alienate anybody, so I haven't been really prying too much.
That's a good way to do it. That's why you're the executive director, and I'm just sitting here on the radio. Anyway, what else is going on at the Senior Center for November? I can't believe it's going to be November already.
I know. I was looking at the calendar going, wow, we're going to have a nice long weekend there. well, we have a few new things. One of the newer things is that Fit and Fall Proof, the exercise class for seniors, is taking November off. They will be resuming their 10-week class sessions on December 6th, and that's going to be on Mondays and Thursdays at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
The dances, we still have our Saturday dances, and that's the first and fourth Saturday. I'm sorry, the second and fourth. And I have it incorrectly on my calendar here. But it is the second and fourth Saturday of the month with Country Plus, which is all old school country music. And they usually have a potluck, which is kind of
nice. So our engineer Derek should be going to those
dances.
You
should be going, Derek. and of course, we still have bingo on Wednesday nights, the jackpot. No one's won the jackpot for a while. It's up to $90 now.
Right.
Yeah, so next Wednesday, I believe they're having tortellini. You can purchase a meal and concessions along with your cards. It's $2 a card. And the doors open at 5, play starts at 6. I would definitely get there a little bit on the earlier side to get a good seat. And let's see, we still have Bunko on Mondays, Bridge on Tuesdays, Pinnacle on Wednesdays. If you join us for lunch on Thursdays, the awesome folks over at Bonner County EMS have been coming over and doing blood pressure screenings for anybody that would like to have their blood pressure checked. So if you do want to do that, just join us a little bit earlier. They're there at 11, and we start serving lunch at 11:30.
Very good. That's a lot going on. And just thinking about, you know, November being right around the corner, then Thanksgiving is only a few weeks away.
Really, I know.
And I know that the Elks always have their meal for senior citizens, mm-hmm. which is absolutely free.
And veterans.
And veterans. And if you can't make it there, they'll deliver it to you.
Oh, that's awesome.
That
I didn't know
great
they did
what
that.
The Sandpoint Elks Club does. Do you guys have any special things for Thanksgiving?
Well,
planned?
We will be having our Thanksgiving meal on Thursday the 18th. Pretty traditional as far as that goes. You know, roast turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, I believe. We'll probably have some fresh pumpkin dessert of some kind, maybe probably a pie. I'm not sure what our pastry chef is going to come up with. But yes, it would be on Thursday the 18th.
So coming up sooner than that, on is it Monday, November 1st, you have a casino trip?
We do. And we still have plenty of space available if you'd like to join us. Just give us a call. We'll add you to the list. The bus leaves promptly at 8:30, so you'll need to be at the Senior Center parking lot a little bit before then to make sure that you get on the bus. But yes, this coming Monday, the 1st.
263-6860 to find out more about that or anything that's happening at the Senior Center. And you are going to the Coeur d'Alene Casino?
Yes, that's where we usually go. The other casinos haven't opened up bus trips or anything like that yet. So for now, it's just Coeur d'Alene every other month, but we're very happy that they're offering that service for us.
Again, 263-6860 if you're interested on the details on that. Also, coming up this month on the 9th, or next month on the 9th, the Geezer Forum Medical Enrollment at the Columbia Bank Building at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Would imagine it has something to do with Paul Graves.
Yep.
Former mayor of Sandpoint and a longtime pastor here in the area, and he heads up the Geezer Forum. So what is the medical enrollment? Do you know?
I really don't have all the details. I just wanted to help disseminate the information, but I think it's basically for folks that are just getting to that age and they're not sure about the process itself. I believe that that's what this particular meeting is for. So if you're about to hit Medicaid, Medicare age, and you're not sure what the process is, I would encourage you to attend that meeting.
Yeah. Having just done that, can be very confusing, and you get all this stuff in the mail, like,
yes,
oh,
very,
my gosh.
Yes, very confusing.
Yeah, but,
and it seems like it changes every year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a good idea to get a little refresher.
Yeah, and then it is kind of scary when you see on the news that, you know, they're affecting this and Social Security that, and you're just going, mm-hmm. I can't keep up with all this stuff and what it means. So anything else going on that you want to touch about? Is the Senior Center, is it open to anybody? Like, there's got a lot of new people in the last few years in Sandpoint, and a lot of them senior age, they're retired,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just coming up here to enjoy our weather and the people here. Are they welcome at the Senior Center?
Absolutely. Our focus is on folks that are 50 years and older.
Okay.
As far as like the meals go, if you're 60 or older, the suggested donation amount is $5. We don't solicit anything for folks that are 60 and older because we understand that most people at that age are on a fixed income if they're already retired. So that could be really difficult for them. So it's whatever they can afford, but the suggested amount is $5. If, however, you're 59 and under, the cost for a meal would be $8. But
gotcha.
Still, it's quite a bit of food for $8. If you've ever seen pictures I've posted on our Facebook page, it's not just, you know, the meal. You also get a salad and a dessert all for that $8. So, and you're absolutely welcome. A lot of folks that come to the Senior Center often bring their children and their grandchildren to join them for a meal, and we're happy to have them. There's plenty of room usually. Just give us a call ahead of time and we'll, you know, make arrangements so that we can accommodate you.
That's great. So you can meet people who are just like you from just moved here or have lived here all their lives.
Yes. So every week it seems like we get somebody new that's coming into the Senior Center just trying to get information about the area and things that they can do. So please give us a call or check out our website, www.sandpointareaseniors.org.
Sandpointareaseniors.org. And the November information booklet will be out Monday?
Well, I'll probably have it posted sometime either today or tomorrow, but the newsletter
great.
And the menu and our activities calendar will all be posted for you.
And just real quick, activities, dances are the second and fourth Saturday of the month from 1 until 4 with live country music. The Friday Stampers join Jennifer Alderman Brown on the first Friday at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies Homesteading Herbal Night, which is not what I thought a month ago. It's It's legit. It's totally legit. Not that kind of.
This is not like an Oregon or a Washington State.
It's not what they call
herbal night. No.
This month, mint and all of its uses. Again, the casino trip is this Monday. Still room to join that. The Geezer Form Medicare enrollment is the 9th at the Columbia Bank Center, and the Fit and Fall proof resumes not until December. It's taking November off. Okay. Sherry, I know you're short on a few employees, and I appreciate you taking the time in the middle of your day, your busiest time at the Senior Center, to join us. And they're actually looking for the Senior Center for a prep cook Monday through Friday, 8 until noon, if that's you or you know somebody who's looking for a job.
Actually,
like
we're
that.
Not looking for a prep cook anymore.
That was on your last month's
newsletter. Oh, yeah. What we're looking for, though, is a new executive assistant since we're losing one. Oh. And anybody that might be interested in helping out with, packaging the meals and getting those ready to get shipped out to our homebound seniors.
That sounds good. 263-6860. Sherry, thanks for joining us. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you in December.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll start talking about another fun event that's coming up this weekend for the kids and their parents, I guess. The Halloween party going on at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Darcy Smith is with us in just a minute.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. When it comes to preparing used vehicles to be offered for sale, I like to think Taylor & Sons does things a little different. Did you know that prior to offering a vehicle for sale, Taylor & Sons invests, on average, over $1,700 into every vehicle we sell? That $1,700 is almost double the industry average. Every vehicle that Taylor & Sons offers for sale undergoes a comprehensive inspection, including the obvious things like brakes and tires, but goes a step further to consider the scheduled maintenance items such as transmission and differential services, cosmetic reconditioning such as rock chips and dents, and thoroughly detailing every vehicle. Taylor & Sons is also the home of the Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every vehicle 8 years or newer with under 80,000 miles comes standard with a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. When you couple our comprehensive approach to reconditioning with our Powertrain Advantage, Taylor & Sons is the premier location to consider your next pre-owned vehicle. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Okay, joining us today on the podcast is Stan and Roy, collectively known as the Raptors from Triple Play. Guys, here's a question. I've heard the Raptor Reef Water Park is always exactly 86 degrees. Why is this?
Well, Madeline, rigorous studies showed us that 86 degrees is the ideal temperature for fun to grow and flourish.
Oh, Stan.
So are you saying the water park would be less fun if it was 85 or 87 degrees?
I think that might possibly be exactly what I'm saying.
Could we make that, not what he's saying?
The Raptors are brought to you by Triple Play, where you can bowl, play laser tag, climb a ropes course, and splash around in Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. Plus, it's all attached to a cozy hotel. Visit 3play.com.
At 88 degrees, fun really dissipates, and we want to avoid that.
Okay, Stan, what is that based on?
Instinct, Roy. Distinct instinct.
Oh.
It's a great time of year to visit Sweet Lou's as we welcome back college and NFL football. Make Sweet Lou's your football headquarters for every game, including Monday Night Football. And Sweet Lou's is also a great place to work with great pay and health benefits. Apply online at SweetLou'sIdaho.com. Stop by today for all your Sweet Lou's favorites and check out the new menu items on Front Street in downtown Coeur d'Alene and Highway 95 in Pondere. Come hungry, stay late, eat well. Sweet Lou's.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. Our middle segment here on North Idaho Thursday, and we are joined right now by Darcy Smith, who is the executive director of the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Darcy, thanks for coming back on.
Well, yes, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I think last time you were here, we were talking about Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, that's always a good time.
Yeah. And when is that time of year?
In the springtime.
Yeah.
March, April time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So always look forward to that. And, of course, last year being a real – the last 2 years being kind of a challenging thing for Girl Scout cookie sales. But
yes.
You guys pulled it off. Speaking of pulling it off, another Halloween party. It's this Friday night or Friday evening at the fairgrounds.
Yep,
and
tomorrow night.
Tell us about it.
All right. This is our third annual Halloween party. Pretty exciting. It just keeps growing. It's a great way to celebrate it without having to be out in the cold. It's a nice, safe environment. It's warm. So what we do is we transform the big main exhibit building. So we have plenty of room. This year, super excited. We were able to get sponsorships to help us have free small pumpkins for every kiddo that comes.
Great.
So there's a nice little pumpkin patch already set up for the kids inside. They get to pick out their pumpkins. We have our haunted maze again this year. It's a little bit bigger, a little bit scarier. So excited for that as well. And just lots of games. The parents get involved. The kids get involved. We have free pop. And it's all free.
Yeah.
There's no charge. So, of course, candy. We'll send them home sugared up. Cotton candy.
That's
popcorn.
What Halloween's all about.
Right? And just a lot of fun. So it starts at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And usually until everyone kind of piddles out, which is around 9 o'clock. So a nice good time.
Yeah. So, and again, it's absolutely free. It's this Friday starting at 5. So get the kids after school, get their costumes on.
Yes.
And when you get off work or whatever it is you do, just head out there. And free little pumpkins for everybody.
Yes.
And treats and the scary maze. And who comes up with that maze and what the plan is and
yours truly. Halloween is one of my favorites, and we try to use materials we have on hand or borrow what we can, and you'd be surprised what we can come up with. We're blessed with that much property that we're able to come up with something rather big instead of something small. And there is one detail that's, I'm not sure that's on there, but we will also have free pony rides.
What?
Yes. And the ponies will also be in costume. So that's an added bonus. So, yeah.
So this is happening in the main exhibit room. Where do the pony rides
The ponies
happen?
Will be right outside.
Right outside.
So you'll see the ponies out
on
there.
On the parking lot side or the fairground side?
Most likely on the parking lot side because there's grass out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pony rides.
Pony rides.
Yeah, it'll be great. And this is Friday evening, so hopefully the rain will be done by 5 o'clock.
Fingers crossed.
You can get that free pony ride. So that's new this year. Like you said, it gets a little better every year. It's absolutely free. It says right here, it's frightfully fun. Free games, spooky tunnel, free pumpkins, free pumpkin decorating, yummy treats, costume contests.
Yes.
So
yes.
Is it like most scary or most creative or?
We go based off of just cheer. The audience will cheer.
Oh.
So there's only four categories based off of age. So we have our littles and then we have our young kiddos, a little bit older kiddos. And then I believe we did 18 and up. And
those are big kiddos.
And they get trophies. They get to, you know, have that badge of honor for a whole nother year. It's actually, that's probably the best part about it. There's so many different costumes and how creative people get.
Yeah.
So, yes.
You know, yeah, kids will remember that. I wasn't a kid, but when I was like 21, I won a costume contest in a bar, which I wasn't even trying. It was like, wow.
Did you even dress up?
Oh, yeah. I was Frankenstein and my wife was Bride of, and I think she really won it, but we were a couple, so. You know, and
that's
it
awesome.
Gave us like $75, and I still think about it every Halloween, and that was 100 years ago.
Like, I'm a champion.
Yeah.
Well done.
So, yeah, it means a lot to these kids. It's something that I'll always remember, and someday, hopefully, they'll be bringing their kids to the Halloween party at the Bonner County Fairgrounds and keep it going.
Yes, I hope so.
And it's great that you're able to have a free event for the kids.
Yeah, the Fair Board's very supportive of this. The fact that we're able to have so many wonderful local sponsors is what truly makes it happen.
So that's how it happens, with local sponsors. And do you want to thank some of them? Or
Not on this one, no.
Okay.
They're just very sweet, generous people that we're able to make
that's
this
great.
Happen.
That's great. On kind of a personal note, my good friend Bob Snyder has retired from the fairgrounds. He seemed to work there for a long, long time. I don't know how many years, but.
So Bob retired after just shy of 19 years. I think he was a month shy. So he will be truly missed. He's done a lot. He's seen a lot there. He's seen a lot of growth there. So, yeah, it was bittersweet, you know, sad to see him go, but happy that he's able to retire and enjoy
He is
it.
Super happy right now.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, his son Richie and my son Willie went to school together all those years. Yeah. So how are you coping without him?
So right now it is, if I could say, it's our slow season. It's our slow season.
Yeah.
So we're looking for to hire. Okay. But right now we still have Chris Larson on board with us. He's been a great partner when he came on in 2018. So he's really stepped it up for the time being. And then we'll see where it takes us. But for those that don't know, we only have 3 members on staff. So when we pull off these events, like the Halloween event, there's just 3 of us.
Yeah.
Come the night of, we're so blessed and thankful that we have a lot of volunteers that help us.
Oh, good. Pull together. I don't know where you'd be without. That was my very next question. And your very next event coming up, I believe November 20th,
yes, sir,
will be the annual Christmas fair.
Yes, sir.
And that's a lot of work as well.
That is a lot of work. But it's a great craft fair is what it is. We invite, typically in September, all of our local artisans to apply. We only have 1 building that's heated, so we're limited to, depending on the spaces, roughly 80 to 90 vendors. We're full. We've been full for over a month. And pretty excited. We've got some regulars that we're able to get in. We've got some new vendors coming in. It's a really good way to showcase our local peeps that have a business. And especially over the last couple of years, it's been hard for people. So,
well, if I remember a year ago, a lot of the people who were regular vendors just weren't comfortable coming out. Did you get some of those back?
We did get some of them back. Of course, we've got Santa and Mrs. Claus going to be there this year. So that, again, that's November 20th and 21st, from 9 to 3 p.m. both days. It's free. So even if you just want to come in, mingle, check out, you know, visit with Santa. There's even a little kids area where they get to typically make like a stocking or whatnot. I'm not sure what the crafts will be this year, but, and even just to mingle with friends and see all the crafts, it's worth coming down.
Yeah. And it happens both Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And again, that is the Bonner County Fairgrounds annual Christmas fair coming up the weekend of November 20th. And what do you guys do after that? What happens all winter at the fairgrounds?
Prep. Prep.
Well, I remember when you got hired, what was it, like in April or
May? May of 18.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then like, oh my gosh, we have to do this.
Yes.
This thing coming up in August, and there's so many moving parts to the Bonner
there's
County
a
Fair.
Lot.
I mean, everybody's hearing this has been to the Bonner County Fair. Just think about the number of booths, the number of, you know, the magic act, all the food vendors, mm-hmm. all the animals and the different 4-H kids and the rodeo. And I know what it's like to deal with rodeo people. And just there's so many moving parts.
Exactly.
It's staggering to think about how you do it. So that is something that you need to work on all winter.
It's a year-round job. And we also have our campground. And so we have certain spots in that are open during the winter, only a few. And we have to make sure that those are maintained. So it keeps Bob's retired. It keeps Chris very busy. We have sports that use our facilities. We have soccer, volleyball.
How does that soccer thing work?
Pickleball.
That's
wrestling.
I know you have the rec volleyball, and there's pickleball there?
Pickleball uses our main exhibit building as well. We try to, for lack of a better word, stack them. And they're staggered a little bit, but we'll have pickleball in the morning and we'll have volleyball in the evening. Or we'll have a cornhole in the evening. And then we have wrestling that's in the evening. And then the indoor arena is where the soccer happens.
So how does that work? Do they put down a turf of some sort?
Mm-hmm. So the indoor arena, as most know, is a dirt floor. They have their own turf. They bring it in and they roll it out. And there's heaters in there, and there's plenty of bleachers for the parents to watch, and they use it all winter long.
So, what's referred to as the indoor arena, is that where the cows are during the fair?
It's across the barn. There's a cattle barn,
yeah.
And then across the way, that's where the showing ring, Where everyone, where there's the market animal sale.
Yes.
That's exactly where the soccer takes place.
Oh, see, I never realized that. I just recently was thinking, how do they play soccer on that? So, well, that's cool. So you have, you talk about prep. That's a lot going on all
winter.
We
try to keep the buildings busy, and it's, we're custodians. We're public custodians of this property. So we try to make it available to as many groups as we possibly can. And I think we're doing a pretty good job at that.
You are doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you.
So, like I said, you took the job in May and then had to put on a fair in August, so I hit the ground running. But, of course, Rhonda Livingstone was there for so long,
gosh, just
laying
yes.
the groundwork. And, we all miss her tremendously. But, Darcy, you're doing a great job at the fairgrounds. Once again, this Friday, if you got kids, grandkids, there's a free Halloween party starting at 5 o'clock in the main exhibit room. And there's a corn maze thingy and a spooky tunnel and pumpkin decorating, free pumpkins for the kids, yummy treats, the costume contest, and just a whole lot of fun, including pony rides.
Pony rides. Everybody loves a pony.
And it's all free. And don't forget the Christmas fair coming up November 20th. Do you guys have a website that people go to?
We do. So BonnerCountyFair.com. Very simple. Just BonnerCountyFair.com. We have all our events listed there, or you could also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just Bonner County Fair.
Very good. Darcy Smith, thanks for joining us. Oh, I wanted to also congratulate the fair and Bonner County for bringing the ice rink.
Yes, that'll be a work in progress, the ice arena. I've got to give kudos to those guys. They've been working on that for many years. And
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I read about it in the Reader and also in the Daily Bee yesterday about the ice rink. Do you know like a time frame on? I know they've got to raise a bunch more money, but is there an estimate of when it might be?
Right now, that's a mystery. I wish I had a crystal ball that I could give you the answer, but no, they have to do their fundraising and get in funding on that. The city of Sandpoint's in support of it as well, so there's a lot of backing for this.
Absolutely.
We feel that we would be a good partner with them as far as the location where they're going to be. It's well needed in this area.
There is absolutely no question. It's been so frustrating over the years. You know, you can play a little hockey or ice skate a little bit in Sand Creek or a few other spots, the slough off of Pine Street, but it's just dependent on the weather. If it
exactly,
you know, gets close to 30, that ice rink is gone. So, this would be much needed, and it will be great. And this will be going in that grassy area along, behind the playground?
No, not directly behind the playground, but somewhat in the area. So it's in, there's a vacant lot directly behind the sheriff's office and adjacent to juvenile detention. So it's in a back corner. So that'll, they'll be able to have access to Samuelson Road and...
That'll be our main focus of our show next Thursday. We'll be talking all about it. So we'll find out more details on the ice rink. Darcy, thanks again for joining us. And
guys,
I know you got to get back to work.
Yes, I do.
All right. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll switch gears once again. We'll be talking about the Panada Theater and meeting their new executive director, Veronica Knowlton. So stick around.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. Let me ask you this question. When was the last time you thought about God? Consider this verse in the fourth verse of the 10th Psalm. The Bible says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." I'm afraid there are many people who, if you could categorize their thoughts throughout a 24-hour period, you could find them thinking about many things. Perhaps they're thinking about money and their family and work and health and even perhaps about sin. But there's one thing you'll not find in their thoughts, and that's God. The Bible says that's because they're wicked and through pride they will not seek Him. If you find yourself in that situation, having shut God out of your heart and mind, I urge you today to realize what an error that is and repent and listen to the Word of God. If we can assist you in any way, please contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
The Vandals are rolling with running back Zach Borish and wide receiver Hayden Hatton.
Back of the end zone throw, caught, touchdown Idaho!
Leading an explosive Vandals offense, the Big Sky Conference has been put on notice.
Sacks him! Back at the 12-yard line!
Idaho plays here. On your home for Idaho football, the Vandals Sports Network.
Saturday, the Vandals host Northern Arizona. Pre-game at noon here at North Idaho's Radio.
You know, your Schweitzer season pass is more than just a pass. It's a passion for your home mountain, for its deep powder days, its expansive terrain, and a community of friends that feels more like a family every time you come up. And right now, you can get a great deal with the Schweitzer season pass sale. The sale ends October 31st, so grab your pass and your passion today at Schweitzer.com. Your home mountain is calling.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteens' well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's Radio.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte, and we are joined by the new executive director from the Panada, the historic Panada Theater here in downtown Sandpoint, Veronica Knowlton. Veronica, nice to meet you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see that intermission is over at the Panada, and you guys are back. A lot of reorganization going on,
yes.
And, you know, of course, with the pandemic and just everything that's happened in the entertainment industry, especially in, you know, a live venue like you are,
yes.
It's just been tough times for the last few years. But it's great to have you. Great to have you in Sandpoint. Tell us about yourself, where you come from, and how you got this job.
Okay. Kind of a roundabout story. I was born and raised in Livermore, California. Spent my entire life there, essentially. I started working part-time at the Alameda County Fairgrounds. I was with them for 6 years, started in their marketing department as an intern, and they kind of just never told me to go home or that summer break was over. So before I knew it, I was a full-time employee. My first large event that I hosted with them was our opening day cattle drive. We hosted 166 head of cattle through downtown Pleasanton, which is very reminiscent of downtown Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We did that 3 years in a row, and each year I consecutively was managing a larger department within our fair. So my first year I was in marketing, managing a cattle drive. Second year I was a year-round event coordinator, hosting contracts that were north of $1 million for event rentals. And then my third year, sixth total, was managing their box office and parking operations year round. And so that kind of led me to love all things large scale event logistics. When the pandemic hit, we canceled our annual fair and opened up as a drive-in movie theater, kind of exposing me to all things cinema and licensing and crowd control and all the other logistics that come with hosting an event in the middle of a pandemic. I think like many, COVID led to a lot of soul searching. I worked a lot of hours and didn't really like it. All of a sudden had a ton of free time and tried to figure out, how do I have more free time? Applied for a job at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds, mm-hmm. moved to Coeur d'Alene in March. The managing director position came open, I believe, in July or August. So I applied for this position here in Sandpoint and started in September. So that's kind of been the whirlwind life of the last 6 months for me I wound up here.
Yeah. So, well, it's great to have you here. And what do you think of Sandpoint so far?
It is darling. Everyone is so welcoming. And the passion for the Panada and theater itself is inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I love a challenge. And so interviewing with the board, there's definitely operational challenges that the theater is facing. But the community involvement and feedback I've received from everyone definitely makes me excited to be here.
And yeah, I mean, I've said this a million times over the 30 plus years on this show about how great this community is and supportive of our nonprofits. And there are so many nonprofits.
Yes.
That they wouldn't exist without that community involvement. And the Panada, like you touched on, has had some tough times that seem to always come and go, but the community always helps you in your position to get through it. And we have such a gem there right in the downtown that it's great to have you here and to see the Panada come back with live performances and stuff. What is coming up at the Panada?
We have a full slate through the end of the year. I will just touch on what's immediately happening. Tomorrow evening, in partnership with POAC, we're hosting Okaija. He is a musician from Ghana. The following weekend, we're hosting our annual Warren Miller Ski Film.
Well, let's go back to the Sky Film Ghana that the Pondere Arts Council is putting on.
Yes.
What kind of music is it? Do you know?
I don't know. I hear that it's in inspired tribal folk, reminisce of his home in West Africa.
I just know several people around town. It's kind of a buzz. They love this guy.
I am excited to sit in on it. I'm slightly terrified. It will be my first event as managing director, but as a guest, I get to watch it. I'm very excited to see. I hear it's a great show.
And then the rest of the month?
Warren Miller is November 6th. And then our restored marquee will be lit for the first time on November 9th at 6 o'clock in conjunction with our annual membership meeting. Open to the public. I'd love to see everybody's smiling faces and meet them. It's a great celebration of the community coming together to help restore the Panada. And then at the end of the month, November 19th, Friday, POAC is hosting an opera orchestra, Berio Manucci. And then the following Saturday, the Shook Twins annual concert is on November 20th.
Yeah. Lori and Caitlin, who have been on this show 100 times.
They are over the amazing years. People as well.
And their annual Giving Thanks show is great. Even if you've been every year, you want to go again this year. And Little Wolf is opening for them this year.
Sure is. So performance is at 7:30 and doors will open at 6:30.
Always sells out.
Yes.
If I were you,
get your tickets early.
Tickets now.
Yes.
Can you do that at Panada.org?
Yes. So if you go to our website, there's an event calendar where you can buy tickets to all of our upcoming events directly online.
Yeah. Panada.org. And as far as bringing back, you know, these live shows and such, any talk about recent first-run movies?
We are not a first-run movie theater, unfortunately, and I don't believe that's a direction we will head.
Okay.
We are currently in talks of reviving the Global Cinema Cafe. I have a meeting on Friday to put together programming and dates for that. But first-run movies, not at this time, unfortunately.
And as far as COVID safety, are you just opening up this, like the Shook Twins sellout is just a sellout? And
we have two policies in place. Our first policy is clients who are hosting events that require either proof of vaccination or recent negative COVID test are full capacity. Shows that are not requiring any type of documentation in that way, we are still limiting at 50%.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to point that out so people can be rest assured.
It is a good question. Our full COVID policy is online, so you can check there our website for more details as well.
Again, it's panada.org, panada.org. There's a whole section about you and the board of directors and a great section for the events, so you can check that out anytime and as it's updated as we go along. And again, lots going on in November at the Panada Theater. Veronica Knowlton, it's great to meet you. It's great to have you on the show. And I would like to welcome you back just about any time you want to come on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Bob.
All right. That's going to about do it for today. Again, next Thursday, we talked to Darcy Smith about the ice rink coming to the fairgrounds. And that'll be our main subject for the show next, so we can learn a lot more about it. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte. And we'll see you later.